And good morning to our special guest, Jewel, this morning. How you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And we're so excited. Your 13th studio album, Freewheelin' Woman, dropped today. You're really pushing your musical boundaries on this one.
Yeah, I really wanted, I guess with every album, I don't really like repeating myself. So trying to push myself in a new way. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of Bill Withers, especially. I've always just really loved his songwriting. Dusty Springfield, a lot of Muscle Shoals records, and jazz artists, you know, like Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald. But that style never really trickled into any of my records. And so for this one, I wanted to really spotlight that. I've never written for my voice. I don't know why. I've just never written melodies that technically showed my ability. Mm-hmm. And on this record, I wanted to showcase more of my technical ability. And that meant writing songs that were rangier, that had bigger melodies, and kind of marrying that all together with what I think has always stayed the same, hopefully, in my music, which is the perspective of a singer-songwriter, that it's still a very lyric-driven record and very much about culture and a love note to humanity, as it were.
Yeah, I'm really picking up on that, and rather diverse sounds on the album, too. For example, Alibis versus Half-Life. It's almost like night and day on the production quality and the vocal presence of those songs.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Gemini. Maybe that's why, but I am multifaceted. I have lots of influences. I love Loretta Lynn as much as I love Sarah Vaughan, as much as I love Bob Dylan, you know.
Yeah.
So that comes across. You know, there's songs on there that definitely have a country influence. There's songs on there that have a strong pop influence. Soul influence, and it really, but hopefully it ties together for people.
Yeah, well, certainly. You mentioned Bob Dylan, and of course there's an interesting title recognition between Freewheelin' Woman and Bob Dylan.
No, it's a lyric out of one of my songs, Living With Your Memory, and I really just wanted the title to encapsulate, I don't know, a feeling of empowerment, I guess, where I feel like I am now in my life. One of my goals when I was 18 was to have to be a great singer-songwriter. I wanted to have a long career. And it's a hard thing to pull off, and not many women get to do it. We've had males successfully do it as singer-songwriters, like Neil Young and Bob Dylan. But when you look at the highly, you know, talented women in the same genre, like Ricky Lee Jones or Joni Mitchell or Carole King, I guess, even, they just don't have the ticket power for some reason. You know, Bob Dylan is just thought of as a lot more substantial than Joni, and that's, I don't know why. It shouldn't be the case. And so it's hard. Like, this is definitely like a hard genre to be in, and it's obviously hard, a hard business on women. And nobody really talks about, you know, what it's like to become a mom in the business. A lot of women, I think, we lose in the music industry because we have children, and you can't tour with a child who's in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you navigate that and still be powerful as a musician, be powerful as a songwriter? So for me, the title is really just a sense of empowerment. I personally feel I'm proud to be 47. I think I'm writing better than I've ever written. I think I'm singing better than I've ever sung. And I've made a living my whole life without the support of a man, without anybody, and I've done it off of literally a song. And so I'm proud. I wanted that sense of empowerment to come across. And then, yeah, when I brought the title to my manager, he's like, oh, it's a cool Bob Dylan reference. I was like, oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. So, no, we're very appreciative that you set the tone like that in your musical career, and you've actually written some motivational books on self-empowerment, sharing that feeling of strong women and encouraging others to be strong like that. What are some of the topics that you've discussed?
Yeah, I did write an autobiography called Never Broken, and really I just wanted to write it. You know, I think a lot of success, and I don't mean my career, I mean my happiness. I think a lot of my happiness is just due to the stubbornness of refusing to die unhappy. And I've been faced with some tremendous setbacks and tremendous challenges. And the reason I wanted to share them so honestly is because I honestly think we all go through them. And we all have to figure out what do we do with pain. And for some reason, that quit being taught in our society. And we're suffering, you know, as a civilization. We're the most advanced that we've ever been, but we're killing ourselves at an unprecedented rate. So something's wrong, right? We can't call this success or advancement if we're trying to kill ourselves. And so that the last 7 years, that's what I've been building, is a business that creates mental health tools that work without therapy, and then creating, you know, ways to bring that to different age groups.
Wow, that's really fantastic. I did notice you have a number of philanthropic efforts that you are a driving force behind, and that's just one of them.
Yeah, I have a youth foundation called Inspiring Children. We help kids with suicidal ideation and anxiety disorders. We're one of the most successful in the world, actually, at doing it, and we do it without therapy. Not that I'm against therapy, but I just think we have to find scalable tools because not everybody has access to it or the money for it. And there's a free mental health website where you can kind of see these really simple, like, 3-minute exercises. It's what I call putting mindfulness in motion. Meditation won't change your life. It just helps you build the muscle to be consciously present. So that's like getting your, you know, if your brain isn't the driver, it's the steering wheel. It can go on autopilot, though. So to, like, get yourself off of autopilot, you have to learn how to be consciously present. It gets you in a neurological neutral, if you will. But it won't change your life. Once you're present, you need to insert a new tool if you're going to have a different outcome. And so that's the work that I focus on. And the free website is jewelneverbroken.com.
Brings to life the lyrics of your new single, Don't You Know You're Gonna Pull Through. That's a motivational message in that song, too. And in the last few years, you've addressed the sexual harassment that you experienced early in your recording career. And I think you really set a good example of taking the high road, which was the hard road.
Yeah, I think that, you know, your character is only a bumper sticker unless it's tested. You know, you don't know what you're made of until you're asked to find out. And I think that when the things are the worst is when our true character comes out. And what I realized just in what's happened in my life, just with, like, intense betrayal and trauma, is the way I responded to those things had nothing to do with what I thought that person deserved. It isn't about that. It's not about them. Mm-hmm. It's about what kind of person you want to be. Because I think, I call it a double abuse. Like, let's say you're hit. It takes 1 second to hit you. It's done. The real damage, the real abuse comes when you change who you are. You change your ability to love, to trust, to be in the world. That's the real abuse. So to me, the only way to really win, to not abuse yourself twice, is to, you know, realize you don't control how life changes. You only can choose how you change, how you let it change you. And that's really the work. You know, the more we can let go of trying to control every single thing that happens in life, and the more we start to focus on putting our energy where it really makes a difference, which is, how do I want this to change me? That's where you become really empowered.
Yeah, just you talking through it is a release. I feel it. On this new album, it's kind of a release too, Freewheelin' Woman, which is out today, new from Jewel. And is this an album that you wrote during the pandemic, perhaps?
You know, I wrote this album. It's actually the first album I've ever written from scratch in my entire career. I've always been prolific. I have probably at least 1,000 songs in a catalog. And so I've never had to write for a record. I've always, no matter even the genre, because I've always written pop and country and folk, so I've always been able to go into my catalog and just curate my album, which is always nice. It was never stressful. This is the first album I wrote from scratch. I just didn't want to go into old songs. I wanted it to be everything about who I was now. And it was really hard. Like, I see why middle-aged artists do a lot of drugs. Because finding a new sound that's authentic, that isn't reactionary, that isn't contrived, is really difficult. To not get stuck in old versions of yourself or ideas of what you think people want or expectations or dumb information like, what, you know, genres or singles or song lengths, to throw all that out is really difficult.
Yeah.
I wrote 200 songs for this album.
Wow.
To get the 12 that I like.
the new album from Jewel, Freewheelin' Woman, and you've got lots of cameos on there too.
Yeah. Pat from Train is singing on Dancing Slow. I've always loved his voice. And so we got to sing that one together. And then Darius Rucker joined me on a really, it's my favorite song on the album, No More Tears.
Yeah.
Really challenging vocally. I just thought he did a wonderful job on it.
Well, you too. It really turned out beautiful.
Thanks.
Right around the time that you were struggling and living in your car is about the time that you wrote You Were Meant for Me, which later became a number one hit for you from your 1996 debut Pieces of You. So it's a pretty good example of how, if you just make it through those challenges and be true to yourself, that you will be rewarded later.
I think anytime you invest in your character, it'll pay dividends that are magical. You know, the only reason I was living in my car is because I wouldn't have sex with the boss. you know, at the time it just seemed like the worst possible thing, you know, but I really tried to choose my character, right? I wouldn't be leveraged. I would try to invest in my own humanity, even though it had really severe and terrifying consequences. And who would have thought that the result of that would be that I'd be discovered in the music business? Like, it was like, what? Like, it is not what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
But I really do think every time we invest in what we love, when we invest in our passion, when we invest in our authenticity, it pays off in ways that are really unexpected.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your motivation, your drive through books, through music, of course, all these years. Your 13th release now, Freewheelin' Woman, available today. And we've shared an acoustic version of you performing Long Way Round on our Facebook page, AZ100ONE. And I have to say, your yodeling background from back in the day touring with your dad really comes through on the chorus for that live acoustic version.
I didn't realize that until you pointed it out. I probably did, yeah, yodel up there a little bit.
Yeah, not full-on yodeling, but I can see the muscles at work there.
Definitely.
And we'll hear more Jewel coming up from the new release, Freewheelin' Woman. Thank you so much for joining us on air today.
Thanks so much. It was nice talking with you. Hey, it's Jewel. You're listening to KVNA FM, where magic matters. Nope, not magic, it's music. One more time, but I like magic.
I like that one, too.
All right. Hey, it's Jewel, and you're listening to KVNA FM, where music matters.